Street, Paul, a St. Paul RCMP officer has been arrested and charged with child exploitation offenses following an Alert Internet Child Exploitation, ICE, investigation. The RCMP member, Evan Peacock, 33, is a three-year member of the RCMP and has been suspended with pay, according to information from Alberta Law Enforcement Response Teams, Alert. He is a constable stationed at the St. Paul RCMP detachment and was arrested on April 25. Peacock has been charged with two counts each of possessing, distributing, and accessing child pornography. Alert's investigation began in November 2023 when the suspect allegedly uploaded two videos depicting child sexual exploitation to Snapchat, reads information released by Alert on April 26. Alert was notified via the RCMP's National Child Exploitation Crime Center. The suspect's identity was only discovered in late April and ICE investigators acted expeditiously to make an arrest, according to Alert. While the investigation and charges are related to online offenses, the nature of the suspect's employment placed him in a position of trust and authority, reads the information provided by Alert. A search warrant was obtained and evidence was seized from the suspect's home in St. Paul. A forensic investigation will be conducted on the devices seized by police. The ICE unit investigation remains ongoing, according to Alert. Peacock was released from custody on a number of court-imposed conditions. His next scheduled court appearance is on May 23 in St. Paul. ICE is encouraging anyone with information about this case to come forward and contact police. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact their local police or Crime Stoppers, 1-800-222-TIPS. The province's director of law enforcement has been notified. Local detachment responds. SGT. Bobby Burgess, Operations NCO, St. Paul Detachment, says the St. Paul Detachment was not advised of or involved in the investigation in any way. Yesterday morning, April 25, 2024, at approximately 11 a.m. we were advised the accused had been arrested and was being processed in a neighboring detachment, says Burgess, adding, he cannot comment on the particulars of the investigation in any way. Our detachment personnel were shocked and disappointed with these allegations, just as many of you likely were. Furthermore, our members are obviously concerned with the possible public perception and confidence of our detachment and the RCMP following such news. I assure you this isn't a reflection of our detachment membership as a whole and these allegations are against a single person. He adds, I want to make it clear we are all just as shocked and concerned as you are. However, we will now respect the judicial process and allow it to unfold in courts as the system is designed.